You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Imagine a spaceship lands on your lawn. Visitors from another planet step out and ask you to show them a house. No problem, you point one out. Okay, they say, now show us a historic house. So you find one that looks old. And they want to know, what's the style? In Kalamazoo, it could be anything from Gothic Revival to Tudor to something of a mashup. A house's style isn't always easy to tease out. But in the second of a two-part series, WMUK's Sevilla Mann explains how to get started.
Lynn Houghton knows Kalamazoo's historic houses. For more than three decades, she's led neighborhood tours where she talks about noteworthy homes. In Stuart, she asks a group about a house in the city's oldest permanent style.
I hear it. Greek Revival. See, some of you have been on too many of my tours. But I love it. I love it. Anyway.
Greek revivals were popular in Kalamazoo through the early 1860s. You can hear more about them in the first part of the series. In any case, Greek revivals tended to be symmetrical, as did the houses of the next style that came to town.
What do we have here? Italianate! Italianate!
A take on the architecture of Renaissance Italy, Italianate building flourished in Kalamazoo for 20 years, from just before the Civil War to about 1880. Some of the houses are grand. A few even feature a cupola, which looks like a miniature sunroom on top of the house. But most are more modest. Houghton says they're some of the easiest historic houses to identify.
And a lot of that is because of its shape. It's, for the most part, the regular Italianate is going to be cubic in shape. And they kept that cubic shape. If they made any additions, it was to the rear of the house, not to break up that cubic shape.
The windows on an Italianate house are a giveaway, generally tall and all one size, and if you look up, you'll likely see a cornice, that's decorative molding, where wall meets roof, sometimes with brackets on the underside. Even the most decked-out Italianates look subdued compared to homes in the city's next style. The era of the Queen Anne house lasted from 1880 to the turn of the 20th century.
Queen Anne styles were built to look very unique. And how they made them unique was the shape of the house. The house was very asymmetrical.
You'll see them with turrets and windows of all different sizes. And in keeping with the quest for uniqueness, many Queen Anne houses drip with decoration. They're often painted multiple colors and covered in trim. You'll see shingles on the side shaped like fish scales. Anything but a plain rectangle.
Remember, asymmetrical, lots of angles, gables, towers, siding, texture, whatever.
But the over-the-top Queen Anne's have some more subtle cousins. These are houses with a few elements of Queen Anne style, but not every single sprinkle.
I call those like Princess Anne, you know, and then you go all the way down to Baroness.
City Historic Preservation Coordinator Sharon Ferraro says in several Kalamazoo neighborhoods, you'll see a cross between a Queen Anne and what's called a four square.
Which means that there's four rooms on each floor. Usually downstairs is a foyer, living room, dining room, kitchen, upstairs three bedrooms and a bath. So it's four square, and then it usually has a full-width front porch.
Ferraro says the four square is the most abundant older house in Kalamazoo. Most were built between 1900 and 1920 as demand for housing boomed. Ferraro says that at the time, builders went with what they thought people wanted and what they could get at the sawmill. They did not worry about purity.
In the future, we go back and we name these styles, but at the time they were just building a quaint country cottage was what they might call it, or a house in the Greek style, that kind of thing, or an Italian villa.
Terms like vernacular and eclectic refer to houses whose styles don't fit in one tradition. Houghton says it can be tough to untangle their influences, and that also goes for homes that have been modified. But it doesn't mean it can't be done.
Look at the shape. Look at the specific elements that you see. Look at the windows, the shape of the windows. Look at any details that are on there. Look at anything that makes it unique.
She says a librarian can help you find out more. Ferraro says a house's foundation often reveals its rough age. You can read more about what to look for and listen to the first part of this series at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.